We will, here on the Wintrust Business Lunch now, catch up with a couple of Chicago projects that you know about but maybe haven't heard much about lately. The President Obama Presidential Center, the O'Hare expansion, the CTA Red and Purple modernization, and all of them have one thing in common: Rashad Johnson and his firm Ardmore Roderick. This is the Chicago-based engineering and infrastructure firm, and Rashad joins us on WGM. Rashad, welcome to the show.
Thanks, John. How are you?
Not as busy as you.
Busy is good.
Yeah, no kidding. Even in the pandemic, I was reading about your firm. In fact, in the past year, you folks actually increased your employment roles, right? You were hiring.
We have. You know, we've been fortunate enough that even in the pandemic, we were deemed an essential business. And a lot of the agencies that deal in infrastructure didn't stop because people still needed water and still needed transportation and still needed airlines. So we actually grew quite a bit and hired over 40 people in the midst of the pandemic in order to grow the firm to keep up with the growing demand.
So you're coming up on 250 employees, is that right?
Yeah, we're getting there fast.
And you are not just in Chicago, though. You are a product of the South Side of Chicago, right? Did this firm start in the city?
It did. It did. I'm born and raised in South Shore, the Jackson Park area, where my parents still stay. And our headquarters is over in the West Loop area.
You guys are also on the forefront of diversity hiring, too. Talk a little bit about that.
You know, John, a lot of people, especially in our industry, like to say that diversity is very difficult to achieve. And we've been a model that it's not very true. We have almost 60% of our employees are of diverse backgrounds, and we do that very purposefully. And quite frankly, it has not impeded us in any way. It has not degraded any quality. In fact, I would say it's increased our quality quite a bit. So from a diversity from sex, from race, from socioeconomic, we pride ourselves on being a very diverse and inclusive firm in an age where it hasn't always, in an industry, I should say, that it hasn't already been very diverse. But we're changing the model.
What do you say to the employers or employees that say we would hire a more diverse staff if a more diverse and qualified staff would apply? They're
right.
Just not walking in the door. What do you say about that?
You know, I say it's two things. I say that when you go and you fish in a trout pond, you're going to catch trout. Simple. Because you're fishing in a trout pond. So if you start to fish in another different type of pond, then maybe you'll catch some different fish. So what we do is, even though I am a product of University of Illinois and University of Notre Dame, we go to historically black schools that have solid engineering programs. And we go and recruit outside of the norm of where a Chicago firm would typically recruit from. And we found significantly qualified candidates from diverse backgrounds. So I would say increase your pool. Really start to look at other places outside of the normal one or two or five or ten schools that we always do look for as we recruit in our industry.
Catch me up on a couple of your projects. Talk about the Obama Presidential Center. I saw the other day they're going to break ground. Is it later this year on that?
Yes, we're finally breaking ground, right? We had a bunch of hurdles to go through federally, and all those hurdles have been cleared. We have some work with the city that has to happen first in the Jackson Park area, and we are extremely excited that finally this project is going to break ground, and over the next 4 years, we're going to be constructing it, hopefully with a groundbreaking sometime in the next 4 years in order to open the Obama Presidential Center. But finally, for the first time in the last couple of years, we've been working on the project. Actually going to break ground this year, and we're going to start some real and true construction. Mm. You're going to see the whole South Side of Chicago transform as a result of this project for Obama Presidential Center.
Now, help me out on this. You're not the architect, but more the infrastructure side of this, right?
That's great. We are the owner's representative. So the foundation decides that they're going to hire someone because they don't really know and understand construction engineering. So they hire someone that has this background in both design and construction to help guide them and steer them along the way. So we work in conjunction with the architect. We're in conjunction with the contractors. We're the ones that help to write all of the RFPs and RFQs and break down the project so that the contractors can actually bid the work, which is much more the program management or the owner's representative portion of it.
Yeah, right. So what are we looking at then? I mean, are you roads? Are you landscaping? Are you moving things around? How are you getting the site ready? What's the first thing you do?
Well, that's a great question. So we also are the prime engineering firm for the city of Chicago in order to actually do the design and construction management of Hayes Avenue, Stony Island, mm-hmm. as well as Jeffrey and Lakeshore Drive, South Lakeshore Drive, in order to do all of the enabling projects to make space for the Obama Presidential Center. So we're actually working both for the foundation at the Obama Presidential Center, as well as for the city of Chicago, in order to do all of the infrastructure work around it. So right now, we're moving utilities. We're moving roads. We're getting ready to start shutting down roads and widening Stony Island and widening Lakeshore Drive in order to make space for the Obama Presidential Center.
Red and Purple Modernization Project. I've been watching some of that. How's that going?
Oh, my God. That project has been amazing.
That's ambitious. That thing is... That I, yes. If they said do that, I'd say, nah, let's let somebody else do that. I do not want to do that. That looks hard.
Oh, no. It's not hard at all. It's actually fantastic. John, you got to get excited about these things, man. We're getting ready to do something that's never been done before. We're putting a concrete box girder system in the middle of a community going through the north side of Chicago and running trains on it. This is amazing. We just set a couple of steel beams overnight over the last couple of weekends. And it's been fantastic. Now, granted, it's been cold, which makes it a little bit of a challenge with the cold and the snow. But this project has been fantastic for us and for the entire city of Chicago as we look to really change the red-purple lines going through the city. And when we're done, I think the citizens of Chicago are going to see a completely different north side access as a result.
I think that's what we need, too. I've made complaints about how crowded pre-pandemic that train line was. And
yes.
They said, well, we can only get so many trains on there. They've got to share some space. And this is a solution to that. So then you will hear the enthusiasm in my voice, Rashad. You do the work and then I'll get on and I'll be clicking my heels. OK.
Yep, absolutely. And we love it.
Rashad Johnson is the CEO and president of Ardmore Roderick, the largest black-owned infrastructure engineering firm in Chicago, a real player in this city and other cities as well. Rashad, continued success. Thanks for your thoughts today.
Thank you, John. I appreciate the opportunity.
This is the Wintrust Business Lunch.